of the most unique Australian voices to emerge this century, Courtney Barnett makes her headline concert hall debut at Sydney Opera House this August. Performing songs from her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, join the four-time ARIA winner and full band. Book now for Courtney Barnett, August 23 and 25 at sydneyoperahouse.com. Sponsors of 2SER.
Attention tea drinkers. The Sydney Tea Festival is back on August 19 at Carriage Works. Taste a huge range of loose leaf tea and tisanes from all over the world. Make your own tea blends, attend workshops and masterclasses, enjoy tea-inspired treats from food stalls. Then start your afternoon right with tea-infused cocktails, spirits and wine. Tickets on sale now at sydneyteafestival.com.au. Sydney Tea Festival sponsors 2SER.
Women Who Rock is a new 2SER podcast promoting female musicians and artists. Join Matt Wright as he delves the depths of female creativity in Sydney. Find Women Who Rock on iTunes or on your favourite podcast app.
We have got federal machinations, all the earthquakes from the by-elections in Queensland, Tasmania and Western Australia and South Australia. How long will Turnbull ask and last in Dutton? Who knows? Plastic bag anarchy. The bag ladies are out and they're not happy with Coles and Woolies doing an about-face and all the machinations with Donald Trump. Well, that and more. Stick around, you're on the Gristle. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SER 107.3, 2SER.com. Big shout out to The Wire. Excellent half hour of current affairs on this station. You should definitely check it out. It could be a little bit better produced now and then, though, surely. No. I'm just kidding.
I think on Mondays and Tuesdays it's really good, actually.
It is perfectly produced. Do remember me, the Punditaker. We've got a full house here. We've got Gosford Quarry.
Greetings.
We have Demo Crazy.
Good evening.
We've got Starvin Marvin.
Yes, I'm feeling quite hungry.
And in the background, scoring some bumble-loaded hits, we've got Corey Bernardi's evil twin, who may or may not come out of that social media haze. All right, well, you know, someone who could do with bumble, because he needs a friendly voter or two, is Malcolm Turnbull. And of course, there was a bit of an egg on face moment last Saturday with the coalition mooted by the Fourth Estate as potentially picking up one or even two Labor seats in the by-election, ended up with less than zero. Well, zero to be precise. Well, no, but actually it is less than zero because they should have won Mayo, and Mayo was won by Xenophon's cronies. Team
Their primary vote went backwards, so less than zero, I think,
yeah,
is a fair call.
Yeah, indeed. They were weighed down by some heavy-hitting candidates. Now, impact of this, everyone thought Shorten was on the nose, that these by-elections were going to precipitate a general election this year. Now all the talks about whether Malcolm Turnbull will make it until May. Gosford Quarry, you thinking what I'm thinking about Malcolm Turnbull?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, after this Super Saturday, it does look like the general election is more likely to be next year. Full of surprises, in particular Longman, I think. There was, I think, in the end, a 3.6% swing for Labor in that area. Phenomenal, given that's in Queensland, which does have a few seats that we require.
And so I'll ask you, Demo Crazy, clearly the African gang thing didn't really work for the coalition. It seems like Australians are sick of the non-African gangs in Canberra, as we like to say. Thoughts on the impact of the scare campaign and whether Turnbull's going to be able to weather the storm from now on?
Well, that scare campaign absolutely did not work. But what was a big influence in Longman was people who in the past may have voted coalition, but who were incensed about Trevor Ruthenberg and about the claim on the medal. And the footage where the old lady got stuck into Trevor Ruthenberg and Malcolm Turnbull. Turnbull was trying to run away from her and she collared him. It was fantastic.
She was, I know.
Get her playing rugby league.
I know. Turnbull would have needed to win a Victoria Cross to get out of that one. Now, Starvin
Is that on his CV? I think that might be on his CV after that.
Yeah, indeed. Starvin Marvin, I want to take a step back. People love, there is a pastime in this nation, and it's often a pastime among the Fourth Estate, which I know and love, but they always write off Bill Shorten, but Bill Shorten has put Labor in an election-winning position, consistently beating Malcolm Turnbull in news polls time after time, and now in by-elections with a swing towards Labor. Like, isn't it time that the Fourth Estate and journalists started taking Bill Shorten a little more seriously?
Oh, yeah, look, what a champion he is.
champion.
You know, he's the people's champion. He's the union's champion. He's everyone's champion. He's looking after women. He's looking after kids and dogs and anybody you can think of. I mean, you know, you might, you got your Gough Whitlams, you got your Paul Keatings, you got your, you know. But now we've got the real deal. This is Bill, finally.
You know? We've been waiting 100 years for this moment.
This is the Bill. You haven't seen him like this before. This is the real Bill.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
Know? When he steps up to an election, he just changes. He's a changed man.
Oh, he is. He is.
I don't know. Yeah. Now, and look what happened to the Liberals. Look what happened to the Liberals' share of the vote. Their first preference vote was 36%.
I think it dropped into the 20s.
Did it?
Something like 27 or 29%. Less than a third.
In some booths, they had to actually, you know, take people back in and say, you've got to vote one vote for this guy. some of the booths just weren't very good for him at all, apparently.
Well, indeed. And look, of course, Queensland is, I mean, you know, Queensland is often where federal elections are won and lost. Certainly not in Victoria, which is why the Labor Party's moving their campaign office up to New South Wales. Thank God. Now, I do want to focus on Queensland. Peter Dutton was leading the non-African gang charge, and he has chicken salt all over his potato heady face. And rumours are...
People like chicken salt on their potato.
Well, indeed. But no amount of chicken salt or ketchup is going
to... his charisma.
Well, indeed. He will still leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Let them eat chicken salt.
Now...
Absolutely.
Now, I do want to ask you, Gossip Corey. Mm. The Libs love to complain about Get Up in the Labor Party campaigning against them in Queensland, but it looks like Peter Dutton's under threat in the seat of Dixon...
Absolutely.
Are we expecting Peter Dutton to be down at Centrelink the day after the election because he's out of a job?
Well, it is a possibility. It's as simple as this. He holds the seat by around 2%, I think, in his neighbouring electorate, Longman. We saw a 3.6% swing, and there is a well-resourced get-up campaign in that area right now.
Dutton
trying to bring him down.
Dutton dressed as Sham.
Okay.
Dutton dressed as Sham.
Well, maybe Michael Lavache could make another run for that.
Now,
that's a
name I haven't heard since I was a kid. Demo Crazy, I want to ask you, Barnaby Joyce has said something's got to change. When he's not dealing with this au pair issue, has been making some noises. Do we think Turnbull's going to make it to May?
Well, I think so. Read between the lines. When Barnaby Joyce says something's got to change, he really means someone's got to change. And he has someone in mind.
Staffer?
He has that person in mind for other things, perhaps, but I think he's talking about someone's got to change it. Malcolm Turnbull better be the one who's gone. I think that's what former Deputy Prime Minister is trying to say.
Indeed.
Not too blatantly, obviously.
Where did he say this? Where did this comment come out?
Well,
in a media piece?
Joyce actually did say that Turnbull
has... in the toilets of the commercial hotel, actually.
Okay. Joyce actually did say Turnbull has until the end of the year, and now he's been coming out on radio as well. So, look, we might go to a quick track, and after the break we're going to be talking about police brutality. Well, no, but police raids at dawn in Victoria and all the other anarchy that's been going on in politics this week. Taking us into the break, we have a Georgia Muldrew Overload. Stick around here on 2SCR 107.3. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SCR 107.3, 2SCR.com with Starvant, Marvin Demo, Crazy Gothford Quarry, myself, Punditaker, and furiously swiping right on Bumble, Corey Bernardi's evil twin. Now, I do want to shift gears and brace yourself, start talking about what's going on in Victoria. We know that they're a little different down there, particularly when it comes to political machinations, and things got very up close and personal with Red Shirt Dawn, with the police raiding a number of Labor Party activists' houses in the morning, putting them under arrest, strip searching certain people, including the whistleblower, making him squat.
I didn't know that.
What's the point of being a whistleblower, giving the police information, if then they're going to raid you and like cut your like waist cord or something? Yeah, like, there was a lot of detail in the Australian about this.
I know.
Who was there?
I know.
Who got the tip off about that?
I know.
A suspicious amount of detail. Got Michaela Cash's office got that report.
I couldn't believe that could happen.
Indeed. Yeah. So let's talk about this raid. So basically, the idea was that the allegation was that in certain Labor Party campaigns down there, that certain staffers, basically how it works is usually the staffers take leave and in their personal private time they can do whatever they want, include campaign for the Labor Party. There's an allegation that maybe they were still in employ and still being paid through their public positions during their campaigning. It's an allegation which is strenuously denied, I understand.
But, snouts in the trough again.
Oh, I want to ask, but here is the thing. Like, why did they raid... They didn't charge these people. They went and raided them so that they could ask them questions. But they'd already said that they are happy to participate in questioning.
Absolutely.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary
media,
use of...
It's a beat-up. It's a beat-up.
It seems so. And why they've done it, no idea, but
just,
it's happened.
Just, you know, whatever happened to natural justice in Victoria?
I don't think it ever existed in Victoria. So it's been a police state for a while.
Since the gold rush, I think. Things haven't been too good.
I've seen underbelly. Anyway, so now the state treasurer down there has called on the police to investigate the Liberal Party, which is more like it.
That's how justice should be served, is that right?
Indeed. Indeed.
Through partisan request.
If only we had Kroger's right-hand man here, we might have some inside information.
I think he's a little timid these days to actually put up a fight.
So it has made an interesting week, though, because there have been some allegations against Labor in Victoria, and then there's been some allegations on the front page of the Australian today against against Emma Hussar.
Such a beat up.
I'm all for transparency in politics, but it seems like there's been a little bit too much. It's been an allegation of too much transparency by Emma Hussar. And look, I don't think there can ever be enough.
Oh, Jesus. I know. It's time for Fed ICAC, maybe. Just so that, you know what, actually, but on a really serious issue, the people aren't trial by media, you know. She strenuously denies all allegations. And
who would have more integrity than the media, let's face it?
But you're right, Elizabeth. I mean, what has this got to do with anything of public interest, that aspect of it?
There is due process, but clearly what's going on is there is a political contract out on the member for Penrith, because people think that she's going to be moved on or that she's going to quit. There's going to be a by-election and going to create trouble for Bill Shorten. That is why they're going hard at this.
It's the people from Sussex Street again, is it?
No. It's the media doing this. I'm not saying that there aren't issues that, you know, all MPs need to be looked at, but...
Yeah, so there are some allegations of travel misuse and there's claims of bullying, but it is interesting that last time I checked, the former member of Lindsay was on Sky News, and Sky News has been running a lot of material seem to be some conflict of interest around the media.
Surely it's just time for due process. It doesn't mean the media shouldn't investigate any issue.
I mean, the investigation within the internal investigation has been quite thorough. It's been going for how many years now? How long has it been going on?
Since May.
Very thorough.
May, I think. May of 2018.
1988?
I think.
Okay.
Right. Starvin, you've got to do the intro to maths course, my friend.
Part of the allegations are, though, that if there is to be an investigation, it is suggested that Emma Hussar would prefer that firefighters would do the investigation
I thought that the calendar thing was pretty funny. I mean, I grew up in an era where, you know...
You grew up in a fireman calendar? I did not realise that.
It's
time to hose this one down.
Grow fast in the fireman calendar.
It's time to hose this one down. Talk about things that aren't being hosed down. Controversy over the neg with Tony Abbott also pulling a Basic Instinct moment with threatening more anarchy, Gosford Quarry, in federal cabinet. Tony Abbott, he's the gift that keeps on giving. The gaff that keeps on gaffing.
Absolutely. And it's pretty terrible that we've had, you know, over 10 years now of not really settling on what our energy policy is. And it doesn't look like the coalition is getting closer to having that finalised.
The coalition.
Yeah, exactly. The coalition.
Is that?
No, well, like, so, I mean, if the coalition can't settle their energy policy, that's one thing. Bloody Coles can't even settle a plastic bag position.
I know. What is it with anything that rhymes with coal, including the word coal? I just, you know...
It's hard to say.
Well, you know, it seems like the coalition's energy policy is like the plastic bag policy. Sometimes we're in, sometimes we're out, sometimes we're being charged 15 cents for no apparent reason. I just do not get what is going on with public policy with those non-African gangs.
But did you get a plastic toy with that?
A plastic toy? What do you...
So apparently that's why Coles started giving the extra bags away again, was so that they could speed up the customer lines, because they needed to give them the little toys, and that was taking too much time, and shoppers were getting angry.
I know. It's insane. And I want to ask you, Starvin Marvin, because you're of a vintage to appreciate this.
That's a low blow.
Are
you saying he's readily drinkable?
Biodegradable plastic bags. I thought we solved this problem with biodegradable bags back in the 90s and the 80s, remember?
Yeah,
why? Are you saying he's compostable?
There used to be paper bags. But look...
Yeah, paper.
Why can't turtles feel safe just coming up to the Coles car park nowadays? Because they don't have to worry about straws. They don't have to worry about plastic bags or anything.
That's what the plastic toys were. They were little plastic turtles.
Turtle. When's the last time you've seen a turtle pulling into a disabled bay? It's time for the turtle.
Well, I saw a turtle named Peter Dutton doing it once.
Was that a turtle time call?
Turtle time.
But there used to be paper bags. Why can't we have paper bags? What's wrong with that? You know, in all those New York movies, they're all
Coles.
You know, juggling paper bag things with bits falling out.
We might have to recycle the paper and the plastic and the cardboard to be able to implement some of these
things.
Burn
it in your backyard incinerator.
Well, that is the coalition policy, it seems.
It's just insane.
Yes.
It's just insane. Look, with that, you know, I actually must say I do like the new bags better.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I like your old bag better than your new bag?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the other way around.
All right, we're going to go to a brief track. This is Octavian Party Here. Party at Coles and Woolies with their new plastic bags. And coming up after this, we've got Donald Trump. Stick around. Stick up and move. And if I hold the light, shine it bright on my cool. Talk fine, talk fine. Tell them it's not me, it's you. That's why I make tune after tune after tune. That's why they all read it up, they rewind it. You're gonna blow, it's just time it. I'm from no sirens, just sirens and the guns and violence. When red, did I make you upset when you looked at me? You said I'd be a shake, well I could've been. Fuck that, chase paper, chase dream. Look, mama, step clean. Me and my team, we know what it means to survive. Back then, no asking polite. The man then will scar him for life. Said he was a good-hearted kid, but in the field when you're strapped, there's no asking, could I, would I? It's straight eye for an eye, but look how you're both blind. Kinda sad that he died, but look how your boy rise. Your man them are getting too close. Be careful how you approach me or my bros, yeah. Bitch, move slow. So many men that wanna take my glow, they know that they read it up, they rewind it. Gonna blow, it's just timing. I rap, cause I'm from no sirens, just sirens and the guns and violence. Yeah, that's right. You're on the Gristle on 2SCR 107.3, 2SCR.com. And in the last few moments we have with you for all the fantastic programming here on this station, we're going to be talking about international matters. Firstly, Jacinda Ardern. She's back to work. She's gone from holding or having a baby, dealing with a baby, but demo crazy. She's gone back to work and now she's dealing with a big baby in the form of Winston Peters. What's going on?
Yeah, so Jacinda Ardern was the second leader whilst in office who gave birth. So the first was Benazir Bhutto in Pakistan back in 1990. Yeah,
wow.
Out of control. Like nobody was expecting them to be 30 years ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
You've been Googling that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I follow this. So 6 weeks maternity leave. She's already like posting, look, these are the policy ideas and we're out on understanding the issues while she's rocking a cradle. So she's back on it. Her partner, he's now going to be full-time dad. But, yeah, she's having to go back and do some mothering for Winston Peters.
Winston Peters sees
what he's done to the country while she's been on maternity leave.
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
She's lucky they didn't declare war while she was, you know, breastfeeding somewhere.
Well, he almost did.
That's right.
Maybe her skills could be put to work in Washington. Of course, not that she only has skills about mothering, but she's good at dealing with numpties, and she could maybe give some advice to Robert Mueller on how to deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump came out this week, said that the Mueller investigation, so this is the investigation into how the Russians allegedly interfered with the US election. Trump called it a witch hunt, to which I say, bring on Halloween.
Did you get all the caps in that? I think there were a few caps in that witch hunt.
I just don't know how to communicate writing in all capitals while sitting on the toilet drinking a Diet Coke on radio. Anyway. Starve and Marvin, give us a bit of a roundup of Donald Trump's view of this investigation. And so run us through, firstly, the Mueller-Trump point, and then what's happening with the guy named Paul Manafort.
The Mueller-Trump point I'll leave to somebody else, but Paul Manafort is, do you realise that he has been,
who
he's
is
on
Paul
trial.
Manafort?
Paul Manafort.
For the listeners.
Paul Manafort, he's one of the...
He was the Trump campaign chair.
He was the Trump campaign chair, and now he's about to be sitting...
Of the campaign.
He's about to be sitting in the big chair, possibly in prison.
Yeah, the trial against Paul Manafort.
The electric chair?
Has begun.
Well. Millions, he forgot to mention he took millions from wealthy Ukrainian clients and then hid it from banks and the IRS.
That's
what,
right.
What is
so that's
campaign,
why they're going after him.
He took millions and forgot to mention to anybody.
That's why Trump's given him up to be put on trial, because it's the Ukrainians, not the Russians. The Russians want to get him, but he took Ukrainian money.
I know.
And he's been buying designer suits, apparently. This
well,
is one of the,
they are,
the prosecutors. Including one made of an ostrich.
Yeah, yeah.
They are worth
very
a mint
nice
in prison.
Suits.
They are worth a mint in prison.
Oh,
I want to ask
absolutely.
You, Demo Crazy, of course, the slightly more central
there's
story
nice,
is, of course, Robert Mueller. So Trump's been tweeting to his heart's content about how he's the victim. How has Mueller responded to this? He's sort of come back with an offer.
Well, it's yeah. So December last year, Robert Mueller said, "Look, I'd like to ask the president some questions." And Trump said, "Yeah, ask me questions. That'd be great. We can settle all this." And then like Trump's like, "Oh no, I better." The team was like, "No, you probably don't want to let him ask you questions." And Rudy Giuliani's his lawyer now.
Isn't that so funny?
And that's funny by itself, but it's out of control. Rudy Giuliani said, "It you can't let this guy ask him questions, because it puts the president in an unfair position where he may commit perjury." Now, I would have thought that someone lying is the issue about perjury.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think the issue is that somebody gets to ask you questions and you commit perjury and that's an unfair position. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the whole thing with
yeah,
perjury.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I also kind of thought an independent judiciary, which I thought the USA had, they didn't need to negotiate what questions they were able to ask.
I know.
I think the whole point was that they get to ask the questions they want.
I know.
Demo Crazy, look, it's all about respect for the president.
It's well,
and
respect
the president,
for the office.
The president has been chatting to another president of Russia who really knows how to run things. You
it's
know,
a lot of respect in that relationship.
He insists on respect for his office, so why shouldn't President Trump get the same
now,
sort of
now,
respect?
That's right.
They're all presidents together, you know.
Now, I want to ask you, Gossip
Quarry. A cabal.
A cabal, indeed. I want to ask you, Gossip Quarry, let's say that Mueller does charge Trump. I mean, do you really think, though, that Trump, the only way that Trump can get booted out is not if he's charged with an offence. He needs Congress or certain cabinet members to basically reach a threshold of consensus that he needs to go.
Absolutely.
But they aren't going to do that because they are craven, soulless, spineless invertebrates.
We would hope that they would do it if he was charged with a crime and found guilty.
But
at the end of the day, it is left with the House in terms of what is impeachable.
Do you think that the average Trump voter who knows they're being screwed by Trump and they love it, you think that they would even care? Surely. Probably. I reckon his approval rating will go up.
Maybe. It makes it all the more interesting.
This is just...
There's not enough people like Senator John McCain, is there?
Yeah, but you know what?
He's not going to be around that much longer.
Everyone thinks he's great. He was also a sellout. It's just that
he was an astronaut, wasn't he?
Less of a sellout than Donald Trump. Anyway...
what I'd highlight about all of this as well is that recently Mueller and Donald Trump Jr. were spotted in an airport together. Same airport lounge.
Yeah,
so
right.
Fun little fact for our audience right there.
Indeed.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Indeed, are you thinking what I'm thinking
about
Donald Trump?
Very suspicious.
It is.
Pure coincidence.
That is,
it was a coincidence.
That is all we have time for
no.
this week. Taking us out is Easter Hoy Mama. This is going out to Paul Manafort. You know, I hope his prison mate is nice on him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
and
a
likes
Trump
ostrich
murder.
Leather and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, ostrich suit.
That also goes down very, very well in maximum security prison. Oh, and also, just quickly, spy in the British... No, in the US Embassy in Britain. Did we see that? The Russian spy?
Didn't see it.
Maybe it was Paul Manafort.
Russians all don't right. spy. Come on. How can you end the program alleging things like that?
I know. They just go and gas. All right, that's all we have time for. Stick around for all the great programming here on 2SER. Oh, hey, mama. I'm sorry.